Hello and welcome to the Deadbeat Guitarist Mugcast. Today we're going to be discussing the usual suspects of beer, music, and Linux in that order. We're going to start off with a beer review. I had recently Sojourner Red House Ale, and this was brought to me compliments of Paul and Penny Vroom of Aquatech Seafoods, aquatech.bc.ca in Comox, British Columbia. The brewery is, of course, Sojourner Brewing, and this beer is very tasty. I enjoyed it quite a lot. Solid effort. And the color was dark amber. The aroma was toasty, malty goodness. Minimal little bit of hops in there, just enough. The pour yielded a good amount of head. The picture I took, I had a few failed attempts, so it sort of dissipated fairly quickly and I missed it. So don't judge the beer by the picture necessarily in that sense, because I was late capturing it. So nice roasty malty flavor with minimal presence of hops and an easy drinking level of carbonation. I really enjoyed it. Very tasty. I would definitely look for it again, although I gather it's difficult to get in anywhere but Comox. Might be a good excuse to visit. In any event, so that was great. This next beer I did not try. This is really cool. Freenode IRC user Rowing Golfer, Neil Wallace, of course, of Open Molar fame and many other fames, sent in this fantastic review of a ginger beer made by Williams Brothers Brewing. So let's give that a listen, and it's quite a bit of fun. Let's hear it.
Okay, this is Rowing Golfer. It's the 23rd of November, 2010. And I am going to do a quick beer review for Guitar Man. This is a traditional alcoholic ginger beer, which sounds a little bit bizarre. It's 3.8% by volume of alcohol, and it's made by Williams Brothers Brewery, Alloa in Scotland. Brewed using malted barley and ginger, late infused with lemon juice and sugar. Okay, so here we go. Well, it's a good colour. It's got that sort of slightly green tinge to it that you expect with a ginger beer. Good head, actually. And let's taste. Intensely ginger, a little bit yeasty. Oh, that's superb. I would like that by the river with cucumber sandwiches on a hot summer's day. Highly recommended.
That was awesome. So that sort of brings me to a thought. This was really super cool that Neil passed this our way and shared with us, and I think it would be cool to encourage anybody else out there who might be opening a brew that they too can send an audio file in, and I will play it. You don't have to have the fanciest recording equipment. Anything will do, your phone, whatever it may be. That I think would add a lot of value and be a good bit of fun. So feel free to do that. You can probably hit the contact page of deadbeatguitarist.com and do it that way. Moving on, this funny link of the show comes from Anchicor, the IRC user Anchicor, and the Freenode IRC. And it's Beer for Dogs is the headline. And this was a Slashdot article that was quite funny. Beer made just for dogs. And, you know, it talks about how, have you ever seen your dog long for a beer as they watch you drink the beer? I'm not sure I've seen this before, to be honest, myself, but I don't own a dog and I don't hang around dogs very often. So who knows? Maybe this is a common occurrence. I do not believe it's, yes, it's non-alcoholic and non-carbonated and infused with meat flavor, making them less than ideal for all but the most troubling family Christmas, to quote the article there on Slashdot. And the picture is quite funny. It's a dog with a bunch of beers beside it in this six pack, it looks like. Moving on, that pretty much covers the beer angle for now. In music news relating to free and open source music software and whatnot, this sort of music and Linux kind of blend together here. KX Studio has added, Falk TX has added TAL VST plugins, and so I gather these were some VST plugins where the source code was available and he had contacted them, and they said sure, go for it. So he has compiled and packaged it. You can get it in his PPA for Ubuntu users of 10.04. KX Studio users will already have it if you've updated and through apt or whatever. And I tested out the reverb and it sounded really nice. And there's another plugin that I think it was called the Noisemaker or something, and that sounded pretty cool too. So I never really thought about using the VST stuff under Linux, but it actually, I was very surprised. It works quite well and VSTs look very nice. So I may see myself doing more of that. You might want to look at that. I also took a peek at Traverso, the Traverso DAW, which I never really hear a lot of coverage about. So it's kind of like the underdog DAWs, you know, that I was taking a look at QTractor, and I've been using QTractor religiously each time I sit down and record, and growing to enjoy that quite a bit. So I thought I would take a look at Traverso. Interesting, I tried it under Windows, and the routing seems a little bit funky. You know, you get used to the flexibility of Jack under Linux, and it's hard for anything to measure up to that flexibility. So probably give Traverso a try under Linux and see whether there's Jack support there. On Windows, it was using port audio. And interesting anyway to see how that progresses. It looks like they're doing their own thing there, and I'm still kind of discovering that. So, more on that in future. For those interested in a free and open source tracker style music app that runs on Windows, Linux, Amiga OS 4, Aeros, and Mac OS X, check out Pro Trekker. It's based off of the original code base of Noise Trekker. And you can find Pro Trekker, that's TREKKR, on the code.google.com site. Just Google up Pro Trekker and you'll find it. And 32-bit, it seems to work under Linux. You'll have to install libjacasyn0, so libjacasyn0. And after you do that, you download the source code, or sorry, you download, I think they have Subversion build zip files for the various releases for the different operating systems. So if you're on Linux, you download the one for Linux, and then you would unzip the modules.zip file in the modules direct folder after you'd unzip the main program first. And then you would run jack launch space period slash ptk underscore Linux, and that should fire it up. It does not seem to work currently as of Wednesday, December 1st, under 64-bit Linux. So I saw a patch in the issues area in the project hosting page. So moving into Linux portion here, the Android pick comes from this too, actually. One of them comes from LSD in the Freenode IRC of the Open Source Musicians channel there. It's called Chordbot, and he blogged about this as well as an interesting songwriter sketching tool. It's a slick application. It's available also for iPhone as well, and Apple platform there too. And allows you to build a chord progression, and then it allows you to pick the style and the time signature to play it back in. And it also allows you to choose the different keys. So it's quite interesting that it gives you a nice visual representation. And it also gives you a good way to sort of hear. I think, you know, people could use this as a teaching tool. What does an A5 sound like? This type of thing. What does an Am7 sound like? And then, you know, you can play it back on that. So it also gives you an interesting way of hearing how different chords sound with each other without, you know, sitting there trying it out yourself. You can hear it back immediately. So interesting stuff. You might want to check ChordBot, ChordBot, out. The Android pick that I chose was, by the way, before I gloss over this, LSD or Lee Dyer. He writes, often writes very interesting blog posts relating to using music tools, sometimes video game stuff. But wootangent.net is where you can find his works, his written works and audio works as well. So check that out, wootangent.net. And moving on to my Android pick, I found I don't know how I bumped into it, but the much loved media player that was available on Windows back in the days of Windows 98, when all of this stuff was just coming out, starting to grow, Winamp really stood out as a fantastic media player of the day on Windows, in my opinion, and many others, I believe, would say the same. There's a version for Android, and you can find it in the marketplace, and unlike the current Windows version, I've went away from Winamp to go to VLC, but Winamp became a little bit bloated, in my opinion, the further it went along, to the point where I just didn't want to use it anymore on Windows. But the Android version is very fast, and although it's a beta application, it has not crashed on me yet. In fact, it seems more stable than Google Listen. So you might want to check Winamp out. It's a quick media player for Android. So I think that's going to cover it for this time around. You want to get in touch with me, you can go to deadbeatguitarist.com and you can click the contact link and follow along from there. Yeah, so that's it. Thanks for listening and cheers. Until next time.